We're working through the Mishnah, Rabosai. Yesterday we went into the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, and we left something hanging, which I just want to share with you. Even what we'll do today doesn't do justice to the Inyan, but I think it's Kedai just to be aware of it and to be exposed to it. You'll bump into it in different times in your life, and it's important in the Inyan to have a little bit of a sense of. Okay, so the question, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah d'oraisa, HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodashim, which involves the procedure of Beis Din being mekabel edim and being koveh the chodesh and apparently being making a declaration of Mekudesh HaChodesh. But to what extent is that declaration absolutely necessary? We saw different shitas in Tanoim, if you need to say it and when you have to say it. After everything is said and done, the Ramban says that it's not ma'akev. And that's why we can have a calendar today, says the Ramban, because Hillel Hanasi, that means to say not Hillel Hazaken from the time of Shammai and Hillel, but many generations later, Hillel Hanasi, who lived at the time of Abaye v'Rav and Babel, so the Nasius continued in Eretz Yisrael, and he recognized that since Micha was going to come to an end, and he needed to figure out a way that there'd be a calendar that would continue. So he was a samuch, and he and his Beis Din were mekadesh all the chadashim ad bias kol tzedek. So where's the mekudesh? And the answer is it's not ma'akev. And the Ramban brings the raya from the fact that there's a Tanya that says it's not ma'akev ever, and there's another Tanya that says it's not ma'akev on Yom Lamed Aleph, which obviously is pretty clear because you're going to have to have a Rosh Chodesh at some point. But the question is, what does the Ramban do with the fact that there are other Tanayim? And apparently the Mishnah says, and the Rambam paskins that Mishnah, that if they didn't say Mekudesh HaShech HaShecha, then it HaRezim Uber. I mamish don't know the answer. The Ramban is a bit difficult. In other words, the Mishnah does sound like Mekudesh is Ma'akev, at least for some Tanayim. And the Ramban makes the fact that there are some Tanayim who say it's not Ma'akev as a mainstream view. Perhaps the Ramban understood that Mishnah, not referring to the actual declaration of Mekudesh, but to the Kvius, which is for the Ramban essential. You have to have a Kvius, and that much is Ma'akev. If the Beis Din was about to be Koveya, but they weren't quite Koveya, that this is going to be Rosh Chodesh Yom Lam, and then it becomes a default Malay, and then it becomes the next day Rosh Chodesh. But the Mishnah's Mashma that the actual declaration is what's necessary, and that's how the Rambam paskins. But Al Kokpanim, the Rambam said something more that the Ramban took issue with. The Rambam said, both in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, as well as in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that you need to have Sanhedrin Gedola for Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, what does it mean? You don't need all Ayin Aleph, but you need that the members of the Sanhedrin of Gimel have to be also connected and affiliated with the Sanhedrin Gedola. Affiliated can mean because they themselves are members of the Beis Din of Ayin Aleph, or, as the Rambam says, they were given specific license by the Beis Din HaGadol to serve in this capacity to Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Rambam says that in terms of the notion of Kiddush Al Pi Ri'iyah, which is for the Rambam one track of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Al Pi Ri'iyah. The Rambam also knows about Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, and he talks about that as a halacha Moshe Misinai, that you can either go the route of Kiddush Al Pi Ri'iyah or you can go Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. What's interesting in the Rambam, again, you have to go back over the Lishonos, so we're not going to go over it again inside, but the Rambam makes Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon also dependent on Eretz Yisrael. In one place he calls it a Beis Din Eretz Yisrael, another place he calls it the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's a little bit ambiguous, hard to know what he means exactly, but whatever it is that makes the calendar tick is very much connected and held hostage, if you will, to the notion of Eretz Yisrael, to the notion of Sanhedrin Gedola. Be it Al-Pi Re'iyah, be it Al-Pi Cheshbon. And yet, the Rambam says that they were Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah until the time of Abaye v'Rav, which creates, for the Ramban, major difficulties. How could the Rambam say such a thing? After all, says the Ramban, the Sanhedrin Gedola became battle with Churban Abayis, or even before Churban Abayis, because they went into exile 40 years before Churban, and they couldn't be done in Nefashis anymore. The Dine Nefashis of Sanhedrin Ketana is dependent on there being a Sanhedrin Gedola in its location of Lishkas HaGazis. Malamish HaMokum Goren. For the Ramban, that's not just Halacha Dine Nefashis, that has to, you need to have Seder Gedolah in its place to be done in the first. It's halacha in general. There's no status of Seder Gedolah if it's not in its location, and therefore, how could you have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi re'iya into time of Bayva Rabba? We lost in heaven Gedolah. Then the Ramban asks, among other kashyas, from the Mishnah here, it says, Ibur HaChodesh, which is Kiddush HaChodesh b'shlosha. So what kind of business does the Rambam say that you need something Gedolah? It says b'shlosha. Shlosha means shlosha smuchim. And the Gemara learns it out. As the Ramban quotes the Gemara that we saw in Rosh Hashanah yesterday, that Hashem says to Moshe el Aaron, so Moshe is told you need Aaron with you. Now you know Aaron, now you know three, because two makes three, because Ein Beis in Shakel. So all you need is three smuchim, just like Moshe with a samuch, Aaron, and then one more. True, the Ramban does concede the point that when the Sanhedrin Gedolah did in fact exist, the Rishus was Netula from an ordinary Beis Din, so that the Beis Din HaGadol would be the ones doing it. De facto. Not because inherently you need to have Sanhedrin Gedolah for Kiddush HaChodesh, but because, so to speak, all the Batei Dinim ceded their authority to Beis Din HaGadol. It was Ki'il taken away from everybody else, and they were the ones who would carry it out. But there's no halacha per se they need Sanhedrin Gedolah for Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam connects it to Sanhedrin Gedolah, even though you don't need all Ayin Aleph, but you need that they should be the ones doing it, either them or the proxy based in that they specifically designated as such. The big problem, first of all, for the Rambam is going to be our calendar today. Namely, so what makes our calendar work the way it does? What makes our Yom Tovim functional? What makes our holy days holy? If we don't have the Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is essential, so true, we don't have Re'iyah, we have Cheshbon, but the Rabbah makes Cheshbon also depend on Eretz Yisrael. And how could they do a Pi Re'iyah to Abay V'Rav? And the other question hovering over this is, why doesn't the Mishnah make any hint to the connection to the Sanhedrin Gedolah? We're going to see in a later part of the Mishnah all the things that require based on HaGadol by an Aleph. And it doesn't mention that connection, that there's halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh through in some way Al Pi Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph. Doesn't mention it. So, in a nutshell, let me tell you what Rav Soloveitchik said on many different occasions. This, if you want to go track it and research it and read up on it in your own spare time, if you have it, when you have it. So, you have it in a couple of places. Kovetz Chidushi Torah came out many years ago, one of the Svarim of Soloveitchik, where they took many of his articles that appeared in various Torah journals. Hapardes was one of the most famous at the time, went for many, many years. So what made this idea famous was the piece in Hapardes, which was republished here in Kovetz Chidushi Torah of the Rav. Kvius Moadim al pi re'iyah ba'al pi cheshbon. His parasim, Musaf Hapardes, whatever, it was from Hapardes. And then he also has it in the Yardside Shiurim that they also put out two volumes that looks just like this. The rabbis used to give Yardside Shiurim in the Amport Auditorium for many years. People used to come from all over the spectrum of the Torah world. And they used to fill the auditorium, and he used to speak for hours and hours and hours. But I was a kid, I remember the 2-3 hour ones, but supposedly before that he used to go for 4-5 plus hours. People could tell you stories. And he used to have a section of halacha and lamdis and a section of agada. What was published in the Shum Zechavi Mori was the section on halacha. So he spoke on numerous occasions about Yanim of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim and Moedim, and this Yisod came out a lot. I wrote a sefer on Birchas HaChodesh a couple years ago. It came out in Hebrew and also in English that the OU Press put out. So I deal a little bit with this Yisod of the Rav, and it's written up in a very abbreviated form just for the basic Yisod, because I discuss Birchas HaChodesh in Shul. We do every Shabbos Parchim, with the exception of the Shabbos after this one, which is really the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but we're not Mevarech Chodesh Tishrei. So that's an interesting exception. But every other Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we have a ceremony. And what is the connection between what we do in Shul and Kiddush HaChodesh, and in that connection I deal with this whole Inyan that I'm about to tell you then.
Back to Ramban. Why does he concede that during the time that the Sanhedrin was there,
why do you say that? It could be there was a Mar Mokum that he was dealing with. You could look more carefully in the fine print. It could be there was a reason why he said it. The question is about him. Why do he have to say it? It could be the Rambam had a Mechilta that he quoted, and maybe that's why he said it. Take another close look and see why the Rambam needs to say it. But okay, this is a side point. So I guess let me be Magdim something. This I do mention in the Sefer also in my countries. The Rav didn't want to go this far, but it will give you a sense of what it could mean for the Rambam. Besides for our Birchas HaChodesh that we announced before Rosh Chodesh, that this coming week, at this day, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do, generally. Right? That's our practice. Ashkenazim have a whole Yehiratzon that we say before, which is not originally part of this at all. It was artificially put in. We took a tefillah of Rav that he said every day after Shmon Esrei, Yehi Ratzon Shetiten Lanu Chaim Aruchim, and we added a few words in the beginning of Shetachadish Alein Sachoshit Zeratov V'Lebracha V'Titen Lanu Chaim Aruchim, and everything became the Tefillah Birchas HaChodesh, which really was not the original composition at all. The Sfardim don't even say it. The Sfardim have different Yehi Ratzons. They say, who's in the room that knows I'm referring to? Yehi Ratzon that we say Monday and Thursday, Ashkenazim say it after Hagbah, and then we end with Achenu, right? And all of those. So the Yotzei Mizrach congregations, they say these Yiratzon on the Shabbos and Baruch. But the Iker is the Misha Asanisim, which goes back to the time of the Rishonim and the Gaonim, and the Hachraza, Rosh Chodesh, the Yom so-and-so, Yechatsheu HaKadosh Baruch. When do we do it? Shabbos, Nevarachim, Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rav Amram Gon had this Hachrazas HaChodesh, if you call it that, on Rosh Chodesh itself. On Rosh Chodesh itself. What's Pshat? So there is a Sefer, it's a Perush that's brought in the Sefer, Otzer HaTfilas. It's the old Siddur that has all collected Perushim on the Siddur, two thick volumes, and there's a parish called Tikkun Tefillah by Rav Ayelet Gordon from Yerushalayim, who wrote about Nuschos and things like this, and it's more than that Sefer. He has a very novel idea that the Rav thought went too far. But I'm going to give you this in order to appreciate where the Rav is coming from. He says that according to Rav Amram Gon, what are we doing on Rosh Chodesh by saying Hayom is Rosh Chodesh? We are being mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Reis. Why? He says because when Beis Din did it, Beis Din was acting not in their own capacity. Beis Din was acting as shluchim for Klal Yisrael. Because whose mitzvah really is it? HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So Klal Yisrael have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, what representative body can you point to that you can say that's Klal Yisrael? So that's where the Beis Din's role fits in. When they do what they do, they're Mekabel Edim, Api Re'iya, and they're Koveya, and they say Mekudash. But to the extent that you don't have the hechetimsa for Beis Din to do it, we don't have smicha anymore. So he says, how do we do this mitzvah? So says Rabbi Ayelet Gordon, we do the mitzvah, according to Rabbi Amram Gon, by doing hachrazas hachodesh in shul. The Ramban says, and the Chinuch says, that the reason why we have a calendar is because of Hillel HaNasi. He says, where do we find that? Nowhere mentioned in the Gemara. So he says, Kozman sheyesh beis din ba'olam, mitzvah ala kol asosam shluchim kadesh bishvilo mesachadashim. You know something? Beis din are shluchim of Klal Yisrael. So when is a beis din? Then we learn out that the mitzvah should be done with beis din being shluchim of Klal Yisrael. Bizman Azel, we don't have a Beis Din. Chazra ha-mitzvah le-mishaleach. So the mitzvah comes back to the mishaleach. That's Klal Yisrael themselves. And that's the chiv of the kahal to mekadesh chadashim. U'kisha'omdem, this is his language. U'kisha'omdem kol Yisrael b'yom Rosh Chodesh v'omim b'tzibur. This is Rav Amram Gon did on Rosh Chodesh. Hayom Rosh Chodesh ploni zeu kiddush ha-chodesh gomor. Where's Re'iyah? Where's Kabbalas Eidim? That's not a t'nai in the mitzvah. That's a separate mitzvah that when Beis Din does it, they do it through Re'iyah of Edim and Kabbalah's Edim, and Edim testify. But to the extent that it's being done without the Beis Din, you can circumvent all of those conditions and just simply have the Tzibur go and say, Hayom Rosh Chodesh. That's what he wants to say. And he says much more here, but that's a basic yisod. Now this, the Rav felt, was a little bit too far afield to assume that that's really the mitzvah per se of Kiddush HaChodesh, when they would announce in Shulchan Rosh Chodesh Hayom. In a way, yes, but not the way he says it. Let's put it that way. What did the Rav say? The Rav said with Das HaRambam the following idea. That there's a halacha we said of Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Re'iyah. And there's another track, Halacha Moshe Misinai of Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Cheshbon. This halacha that you need Beis Din, that's a halacha within the procedural Kiddush HaChodesh of Re'iyah. When you're going to go the avenue of Re'iyah, the Edom eyewitnesses come and they testify that you saw the moon, then you need a Beis Din to mekabel those Edom and check out that they're saying correctly, and then the Beis Din will declare Mekudash, and that would be the way that the months get their Kedusha and the Moadim get their Kedusha. However, when you're going the route of Cheshbon, then the Rav says it's not really Beis Din, it's Klal Yisrael. What do I mean Klal Yisrael? Not the formal saying Hayom Rosh Chodesh per se. It's living by the calendar. Klal Yisrael are noheg in accordance with what the Cheshbon dictates. That itself invests the Chodesh and the Moadim with the Kedusha. So it's not just the declaration of Rosh Chodesh, which may or may not occur on Rosh Chodesh. It's everything about Klal Yisrael doing on Rosh Chodesh what Klal Yisrael do on Rosh Chodesh. We say Yalav Yom Rosh Chodesh. We read Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh. That's the niyug of Klal Yisrael according to Cheshbon. And when we do on Moadim, Kriyas HaTorah Moadim, so that's also a further fulfillment, reinforcing the calendar. When Beis Din does it, Al-Pi Re'iyah, Beis Din is acting, in this regard, it's the same as what we just mentioned from Rabbi Eli Gordon. When Beis Din is doing Kiddush HaChodesh Al-Pi Re'iyah, they are acting as representatives of Klal Yisrael. It's not the mitzvah of Beis Din, it's a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh Zalachem. Beis Din represents Klal Yisrael. When Beis Din represents Klal Yisrael, and they're doing Kiddush Al-Pi Re'iyah, then they need to go through the procedure of Kabbalas Edim and declaration, Mekudesh, and so on. When Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh Al-Pi Cheshbon, they just have to be knowing according to what the Cheshbon would dictate. So how does this solve the problems of the Ramban? So, for example, Sanhedrin Gedola ceased to function, according to the Ramban, before the Churban. So how could they continue Mekadesh Al-Pi Re'iyah into the time of Bayav Rava? Says the Rav like this. And this is going to be very nagah at the end of the Mishnah when we get to the Sanhedrin Gedola part. Sanhedrin Gedola has two faces. There's two aspects that you can define when you talk about Sanhedrin Gedola. One is the supreme judicial body of Klal Yisrael. When you have a shayla in halacha and you need a final arbiter, ki pol mechadaver la mishpat ben dam ledam ben din ledin the kamsa be alisa, and that's where zakin mamri comes in. If someone wants to rebel against the sack of the Sanhedrin Gedola, then they are considered to be in the status of zakin mamri because the Sanhedrin Gedola, they are the ultimate authority of Torah law. That inyan of Sanhedrin Gedola is what you find in Pasha Shoftim. But there's another dimension to Sanhedrin Gedola, as we'll see later in the Mishnah too. And then we'll have to discuss what the Mishnah is discussing, what aspects, but that's for another time. But there's another makor in the Torah, if you will, for Sanhedrin Gedola, and that's the parasha Baloscha, where Moshe Rabbeinu is helpless, he doesn't know what to do, Klal Yisrael are clamoring for meat and whatever, and Moshe Rabbeinu feels at a loss. And Hashem says over there in Parshas Baloscha, what should you do, Moshe Rabbeinu? Esfali shivamish mizikna Yisrael. Gather from me 70 elders, and then Hashem says, I'm going to give the devuah from you unto them, the arsalti min aruach. This is a mocker for Sanhedrin Gedola. 70 plus 1. Moshe Rabbeinu makes 71. in Fugan and Rabbim, Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Shoftim V'Shotim, he quotes this pasuk as one of the makoros for setting up Sadim Gedolah L'Doros. It's not just a story in Parashas Baloscha about what happened in the Midbar. It's a makor L'Doros about Sadim Gedolah. This idea of Sadim Gedolah is not necessarily the same as Sadim Gedolah in their capacity of being Mora Hora as the last address for Hora. This is a different face, a different hat of Sadim Gedolah. What is it? Klal Yisrael. Where is Klal Yisrael? What's the representative body of Klal Yisrael? What's the address? If you want to, who speaks for Klal Yisrael? Who's the voice of Klal Yisrael? Sadim Gedolah. That's the inyan that we find in Parshas Baloscha. It's a different aspect of Sadim Gedolah. When the Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah needs Eretz Yisrael, needs Sanhedrin Gedolah, what hat of Sanhedrin Gedolah is the Rambam thinking of? What dimension of Sanhedrin Gedolah? Sanhedrin Gedolah b'toras being Mora Hora as the last ultimate authority? Or Sanhedrin Gedolah in the capacity of they speak, they are the voice of Klal Yisrael? So there may be other halachis that are dependent on Sanhedrin Gedolah as the ultimate address of determining Torah law. But for Kiddush HaChodesh, what is necessary is Sanhedrin Gedolah in a different capacity, in the capacity of being the body that represents Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, we can answer the Rabban's kasha. The halacha that Sanhedrin Gedolah lost its status when they went into Golus before the Churban, and certain halachas as a result were affected, that it couldn't be done, even the Sanhedrin Ketana couldn't be done in the Nefashis, because we don't have Sanhedrin Gedolah in its place. That's mitzad, what idea? That Sanhedrin Gedolah as the Mora Hora of Klal Yisrael. But in terms of Sanhedrin Gedolah being the voice of Klal Yisrael, that exists even if you don't have the formal Sanhedrin Gedolah in its place. That can take different forms, and you can call it Chachmei HaMasora, and that, again, this could be, all this has to be fleshed out better, but I'm just giving you the basic outline of the approach. That existed even until the time of Vayvarav. And that's when that became more shaky. But the fact that you don't have the Sanhedrin Gedolah in one respect doesn't mean you don't have it in the other respect. So that's in terms of the kasha of the Ramban, on the Rambam, why doesn't it mention the Mishnah, the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh Api Ayin Aleph, and how did they do Kiddush HaChodesh Api Re'iyah beyond the time of the Churban, because it's a different halach of Sanhedrin Gedolah. In terms of Cheshbon, the Rambam says that you don't need Sanhedrin Gedolah, because here we're not dealing with procedure, we're not dealing with Kabbalas Eidus. So now the mitzvah expresses itself and is fulfilled through the Nihug itself of Klal Yisrael living in accordance with the calendar. Nothing having to do with Hilal Sheni. It's Klal Yisrael's living the calendar that invests the months and the days that are Moadim with Kedusha. So what did the Rabbah mean when he connects that to Eretz Yisrael? So this is a lot to swallow here, maybe a little bitter for us in Golis, right? That means whose Nihug really matters. It's not the Nihug of the Golis. No, it's the Nihug of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael living in accordance with the Cheshbon that this is Rosh Chodesh and we do what we do on Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, and this is Pesach and this is Rosh Hashanah. And this, when we live the cycle of the calendar, but we meaning Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, if there wouldn't exist a Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, then we would lose our calendar. We'd lose the Kedushas HaMoedim, and it wouldn't function. It would stop functioning. Lo kein the Ramban says, no, we have a system that was invested already with the Kedusha. What gives the Moedim their Kedusha? What gives the Rosh Chodeshim their Kedusha? It's the fact that there was a Kevius that was made by Hilal HaSheni, Hilal HaNasi, and that time that he was going into the future, until Eliyahu, until Mashiach, the Mekadosh with the Chadashim. That's why when the time comes, the Kedusha kicks in, because of that determination made back when, at that historical point of Hilal HaNasi. And for the Rambam, it's different. For the Rambam, the Cheshbon track is actually functioning today, but not with Beis Din, but with Nihug of the calendar. But the Nihug of Eretz Yisrael is what really is sustaining it, not the niug of chutzlarts. We are just sort of paralleling them, but what really matters is the niug of the calendar of Eretz Yisrael. I know this sounds a little bit much. It sounds a little bit mechudash, and it is, but more or less, that's the basic mahalach that the Rav developed, and he has rayas and kashas and so on, but that's already for you to do on your own. But that would be the two different ways to understand how our calendar functions today, for the Ramban versus for the Rambam, and a little bit of the back and forth. Yeah, Avraham and Mordechai.
Yeah. So that aspect of the Sanhedrin that's like representative of Klal. So what did they do? Meaning, according to the Rambam, the way, if you want to say like the way they made Kiddush HaKodesh was through the Israel's actions.
They have Hashem Beis Din in a different way. They don't have the authority to rule on certain matters if they're not in their location, but they still have the authority to speak as the voice, the collective voice of Klal Yisrael. So what's needed in Sanhedrin Gedolah is the collective voice of Klal Yisrael, such as in the din over here of Kiddush HaKodesh, you still have a Sanhedrin for all intents and purposes. When you need Sanhedrin, B'Torah, something else, then we lost Sanhedrin.
So there was like a group of people who said it was Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, exactly what it looked like, I can't tell you. But yeah, that's the basic answer. There was a collective body of Sanhedrin, and you have to go historically and see and trace it, but they existed, and there was a Sanhedrin, but they didn't have certain halachas of Sanhedrin in one respect, but they had other aspects. Again, exactly what it looked like, I can't tell you. But that's the very sweeping. Again, I started with Rabbi Yehuda Gordon to make the point clear that you see the idea itself is not totally radical. You know, it is radical, but it's not. You know, it's the idea is appealing in a certain way that the mitzvah is Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. It's not the Beis Din's mitzvah. Beis Din can be a representative of Klal Yisrael. This could help us as we go on in the Mishnah too with this basic question: exactly what is it? Is it Beis Din? Is it Klal Yisrael? Is it Beis Din B'Torah's Klal Yisrael? Exactly what is? What is the mitzvah? Who is it given to? But again, the language is lachem. It doesn't say based in. It's lachem. Okay, I think Mordechai had a question before, yeah?
There's one line in the Rambam that sort of sounds like it was something that...
It was already? I know what you're referring to. I know what you're referring to, yeah. Someone asked me this morning. I could argue what he means is that Eretz Yisrael is 6 hours ahead of us, or 7 hours ahead of us. So he just means that, you know, their Kavios and their Niug, you know, but I don't know if that's for sure what he means. Otherwise, I hear the question.
According to Rabbi Yehuda Gordon, it why is it that we now...
They're not saying the same thing, you realize. Rabbi Gordon is...
I understand they're not saying the same thing, but they're all saying this based on...
Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. We can dispense with a lot of the trappings of what Beis Din does. If it's going to go through Klal Yisrael directly, then we go directly to Klal Yisrael, and they do it. Yeah.
So I think this might be one of R.A. Gordon. Why is it that we would switch from saying their Kasa Chodesh?
Yeah, it's okay. So I don't know if you say we switched or not. Rav Amram Goen had it on Rosh Chodesh. That's they say read the book, right? You know, Birchas HaChodesh on the Shabbos before may or may not have a connection to Kiddush HaChodesh. If you wish, you can say that for the Rav, the fact that we anticipate Rosh Chodesh a few days before is also acknowledging the reality of Cheshbon. So it's no worse than doing another Rosh Chodesh, because anything that highlights that process of the calendar and what should flow from it is a further reinforcing of that idea. So it really doesn't matter. For Rabbi Gordon, it matters entirely, because for him, it's literally a Kiddush HaChodesh on Rosh Chodesh, just like Beis Din did it. So if there's no Beis Din, we do it on Rosh Chodesh. For the Rav, it doesn't really bother me that it was a few days before, because if you want to say that it's in a certain way a kiyum of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's one part of a larger piece. You know, it's not just this for itself. It's this plus Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, plus Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh, plus Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah, on Kippur. It's basically living the calendar and doing what we do on whatever particular day. It's all of that is what does what Kiddush HaChodesh does. Again, it's very intriguing, and there's a lot more that can be said, but we have to also continue. So, yeah. I'm not saying, you know, it's an approach, you know. It's an approach that he says, he said Rav Avram Gon had it that way. Maybe he feels he had it right. Okay, so what would he say for us? I don't know. He was coming to explain Rav Avram Gon. He wasn't coming to ask a kasha on us. He was coming to explain, you know, he has a pirush on tefillah, and he says, well, look at Rav Avram Gon. He has it on Rosh Chodesh. So I'll tell you why. He had it right, and we have it wrong. But not that he's trying to make problems. He's trying to explain what Rav Avram Gon was doing, you know. Yeah, who else? Okay, so this is in terms of Kiddush HaChodesh, just a little bit of a perspective. What else did we say? Ibur Shana. Ibur Hashana, Bishlosa. And then we have Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Bishlosa Maschilin, Bachamish Nosin, V'Nosin, V'Gomim B'Shiva, V'Gomim B'Gimel Me'uberes. So the Rav says, let's take a look at the Baruch Nur on this. Gimel Maschilin. What do you mean? It's Maschilin, Nosin V'Nosin, Gomen, what does it mean? It's based on the Gemara later on. The Gimel Maschilin, Liros, and Yesh Lahushit Beis Din Alkach. So you start with a convening of a Beis Din to see, do we need to be Ma'abed Hashana? Again, there are various considerations that go into the Shikul of whether or not to be Ma'abed Hashana, to add an Adar. So now when you have the three of them, you take a vote. In Echad Me'agimel Omer Tzorech, based in Reishev L'ayin. So the question is, do we need to deliberate? That's, we have a yeshiva's based in to discuss, do we need to deliberate or not? Do we get the first base or not? So if one of the three says that we have to convene, we have to discuss it, there's a basis to Abed Hashana. Again, why? Me'atkufa, that the, again, the tkufa meaning that you divide the solar year into four different tkufos, and then you have to make sure that they overlap properly with the moadim. So there's tkufa, and then the ha'aviv, that means that the, I think for the omer, that it has to be ripe for bringing the omer the second day of Pesach. The aperis is the peris ha'ilan for bikurim for shavuos. So those are the three things that the Rav identifies. Rashi left out Paris, but those are the three the Gemara talks about. So one person says, yes, we have to sit and discuss this matter. Ushnayim omim ein sarach, it's not even a question. We don't have to ma'abed, there's no issue here. She'en kan safik, devada enet zvicha yibur. So then, bata yachad b'miyuta. Then the one gets canceled out, and you don't go further. So then you have to first establish from the three that we can go to the next level. Shnayim omim leishev, two say we have to, there's what to discuss. The echad omim lo leishev, hoch nechad shnayim. So now we got through the first hoop. Now we have a Beis Din of Gimel that decided that we have to deliberate. Not that they decided for sure to be ma'aber, but just that there's what to talk about. Moksifin o shnayim acherim, shiyisu b'yitnu b'davar. Now you bring two more on board for the actual deliberations, to hear the tainus and the metzias and the discussions of whether or not we should be ma'abim. Now from the five, you're going to also have to have a tally. Shnayim omim tzarech ha'aber, v'gimel omim ein tzarech. Batlu shnayim b'miyutan. And again, if three of five vote that we don't need to be ma'aber, then you're not ma'aber. Shnayim omim ein tzvicha, gimel omim tzvicha. So then hochem acharov, that we're going to be ma'aber. But then, when you do the Ibur itself, you're going to have two more. From the Lashon HaRav, it's Masma here, that you don't need to deliberate anymore. It's not like you have to get seven and go through the same process and bring the two into the discussion. You simply already decided, you just have to formally be Ma'abit with seven. Okay, these are sugyas later on, but just understand Pashat Pshat and Taiching of the Mishnah. Where do you get these numbers, 3, 5, 7? The Gemara Mefarish Tahani Gimel Chamisha Shiva Kineged Birchas Kohanim, of all things. Birchas Kohanim Sheish B'Pasuk Rishon Shlosha Tevos Yivachesh V'Shmerecha. And then after that, V'Sheini Chamisha Yor Hashem Panav Lecha V'Chuneka, 5 words. U'B'Shlishi Yisra Hashem Panav Lecha V'Simcha Shalom, 7 words. The Halacha K'Shem Gamliel. truth is, in the Gemara, there's two opinions why 3, 5, and 7. This is one of the opinions. The other opinion was the Gemara has Keneged Shomrei Hasaf, that's 3, Chamisha Roi Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roi Pnei HaMelech, Shaila, what it means, Rashi connects it to Achashveros, Tosis is other Pshatim. Also strange, what's the connection? Stam. So, Pnei HaMelech, the Rishon HaMerei point out that there's something about this which is Malchistic. Ibra Hashanah is a certain sense of, like, you know, you're showing control, mastery over the year, and you take an association with the, you know, with the royalty. Okay, there's a certain sense of sovereignty, and you're you know, you're taking power and control, something along these lines. It's Tachsisei Malchus. Birchas Kohanim, not so clear, but maybe someone pointed out, I forget where I saw it, maybe Margolius, maybe in Margolius Hayam, one of the Achronim, he was a prolific writer. He has a sefer in Sanhedrin, Margolius Hayam. It's a classic sefer. Maybe it's him. That the Birchas Kohanim, or he brings from somebody, Birchas Kohanim is Kohanim bless, and Hashem validates the bracha, right? In accordance with what the Kohanim say, Vani Avarachim. Pasha Pshad means Kal Yisrael gets blessed. When the Kohanim utter their words, Kal Yisrael gets the bracha. So what is the similarity over here? Based in his Koveya, the year should be an extra month, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows suit. You could say it's the Kedush HaKodesh too, really, but okay. But Ibrishana, it's Birchas Kohanim. Okay, more than this, you have to see the sugya later for itself. But that's the halacha of Ibrishana. Let's continue in the Mishnah, okay? Now we get to the next grouping. Oh, and in terms of the nature of this Beis Din, so what do you need? Three. What kind of three? What do you need? Three smuchim. This is for everybody. The Rambam, the Ramban, for the Rambam for sure, and for the Ramban as well. Three smuchim for Ibrishanim and for Kiddush HaChodesh. With regard to Ibrishanim, just to mention as well, there's other halachas that the Nasi had to invite them to be part of the process. Everyone who ended up being part of the seven had to be invited personally by the Nasi, and it's an interesting halacha as well, the whole story later on. Those who know the story, Shmuel HaKatan, you know the story I'm referring to, take a look, it's a very nice story about how he didn't want to embarrass the one who wasn't invited and was there. So it's a story in Daf Yud Aleph Mer Aleph. A kopan in the Mishnah continues, Smichas Zekenim V'arifas Egla. Two things, Smichas Kenim V'arifas Egla B'shlosha. Again, based in of Shlosha, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'chamisha. In a dissenting view, Yehuda says Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda is cholik on what? He's certainly cholik on Arifas Egla. Pashtas, he's arguing on, we see in the Gemara, arguing Smichas Kenim as well. At least the Pasha Pshat is Smichas Kenim. That Tanakhama says three, Rabbi Yehuda says five. What do these things mean? What's Smichas Kenim? What's Arifas Egla? Zakt Rashi, Smichas Kenim, right? Al Rosh Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. That's all Rashi says. Placing of the hands is the Kenim placing their hands on the head of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. What is the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? What is it? When is it brought? Where do you find it in Chumash? Yes.
Sanhedrin made the wrong psak, so they bring it as a korban.
Yes, Sanhedrin ruled incorrectly.
Many Jews
followed this psak, and then the din is rather than the yechidim getting a lot of conditions, and when it's true, but the rather than the yechidim bringing karbanos each individual for having done that aveira, we're talking aveira that would normally be warned a chatas. That means that it's aveira that the mezid would have what?
Kares,
and then you bring a chatas, but rather than have the yechidim who ate that particular chelev, thinking that chelev is not really a problem chelev, and it really was, so instead it's the karban that's brought by the Beis Din, by the Sanhedrin, Gedola, and it's called Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Why is it called Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur? So the language of the Pasuk, when the Torah discusses it, the Torah uses the language, V'nelam Davar. That's why it's called Helam Davar. Where is this in Chumash? Parashas Vayikra, Perek Dalet. This is now beginning the Torah describing the various Chataos. So we all know about the Chatas Yachid, the individual carbon Chatas that's brought by Yachid who does an Aveira that warrants a Chatas, where he brings what type of an animal? A Yachid who brings a Chatas, what type of an animal does he bring? Kizba or Se'ira, right. Kizba or Se'ira, that's later. That Torah doesn't start with the Yachid. Torah starts with exceptional cases and then gets to the Yachid. Take a look with me. Perek Dalid, I hope you all have a Chumash. Perek Dalid in Vayikra. See, the whole Perek Dalid is about Chatas. The Chatas Yachid is Shishi. At Shishi, Perek Pasuk Chav Zayin, the Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkaga Mi'am Ha'oretz. And then it says he brings a Seira or the Imkeves Yavi Karbano Nekeves Mima Yaviena. If a Yachid brings a Karban Chatas, one of the halachis of the Karban Chatas is that he has to do what on the head of the Karban? Smicha. The Bailim of the Karban has to do Smicha. The Samach, as it says, if you look with me, Dalet Chavtes and Dalet Lamed Gimel, V'samach Es Yado Arosh Achatas, or again, V'samach Es Yado Arosh Achatas. Guys, have a Chumash? And this is classic. When it comes to a Yachid's Karban, there has to be Smicha on the, typically, Smicha on the head of the Karban. Now, before the Torah gets to the Yachid's Karban, the Torah has exceptional cases. So right before the Yachid's Karban, there's a Nasi. A Nasi's Karban, that's a Melech. If he does a Chet, he doesn't bring Kizbo Seira, he brings a Sa'ir, and again, the Samach Yada Rosh HaSa'ir. That's Pasuk Chav Dalet. In the beginning, the first case of Chatas is what? Beginning of Perek Dalet? I have a feeling you guys didn't listen to me. I told you guys to bring chumashim to shir, no? Okay, I forgive you, but don't do it again. Okay? Bring a chumash with Rashi to shir, okay? Every day, don't forget. You never know. This mishnah, we're going to need it a lot. You never know. It's important to see the chumash and Rashi. How can I not forgive you, right? The elo, right? Forgive you. Okay, those who have a chumash, look with me. Or maybe you want to go get for everybody? It's up to you. Want to go get a few chumashim? Yeah, okay, guys, it's Kedai. Yeah, okay. And how many do we need? How many people need a chumash? Okay, take a head count. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Questions, meanwhile. Questions, yeah. Anybody? Yeah.
Just on the last thing, yeah. The Im Gamru B'Shlosha, is that the Diabet or
the Diabet? The Im Gamru.
And Bidyavin meaning, would it have to be all three out of three, or even two out of three Bidyavin?
No, it means that if you ended up, the Kviyos of the Ibershan is the Shlosha. Doesn't mean, he's saying it's two voted yes.
Yeah, if two voted yes, would that also work?
Would have to be unanimous with the three. I think at this point, once we're getting to in Hebrew, that means that they're all on the same page. I mean, when you get to the seven, they're all in agreement. So Mistama, it means if you ended up with the three in Gamru B'Shlosha.
Wait, when they get to seven, they're not necessarily on the same page. I thought we'd just go off the road in that.
Yeah, that's true, because beforehand not everyone said, but once they already had, the other one becomes basically surrenders his das. He's nivata his das to everybody. So it's, I mean, Lemaisa, it's the based in doing it. You think he does have to change his vote, but it doesn't really matter. It's So it's the same thing. It's whatever it would be with seven, with three. It's not the same thing.
So two out of three with the Chachil or also?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, you have to look more carefully. I'm not sure 100%, but anything else? Question? Yeah.
In the Pirish Mishnayos, the Rambam, regarding Smichas Zikim, it seems that it differs from the Rambam.
Right. That's exactly where we're heading right now. Okay. The Pashup Pshat is what Rashi says over here, and we'll see in the Bar Tanura, but then there's a whole other Pshat that the Rambam inserts in Pirish and Mishnayis. He doesn't even say this Pshat. He doesn't say we're talking about Paham Davos Hotzibur.
Well, I was referring to the fact that the Bar Tanura explains the process is that you have two people, you have a majority
In the case where you have three people.
Talking about Tzmichas Kenan, you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have the majority saying that we should be Ma'aber, so we
add. Oh, Ma'aber, not Tzmichas Kenan.
Yeah,
Ibn Shannon.
Yeah.
Ibn Shannon.
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
Yeah.
So he says that.
But there are other shitas later. Yad Ramah later is different than whether. According to the Rav, the seven don't deliberate. I think in the Rambam it's Mashma that the seven do deliberate.
I mean, it seems like they're according to the Rambam.
There's a Mishnah too, he says it. It's in the Yad. Let's see. What does he say here? What is he, the opposite? Okay, let's see. What does he say? Echad omer leisiv, shnayim omer shelo leisiv, bata yachad imiyuta. This is the Gemara later. Shnayim omer leisiv, echad omer shelo leisiv, mesifin aleim shnayim. If two people say to go ahead, you have two, you know some, know some medama. Good, okay, everybody. Shnayim omer mesifin aleim shnayim.
Yes, this part.
Three say no, and two say yes.
Yes, so you
add another two.
According to the
Rabbi,
you wouldn't do that. According to the
Rabbi, that's correct. Yeah, okay, I agree. You're right, so it's different than the Matthew. Could be selling the dress later on also. You have to look at the Gemara where it's coming from. And then there's something more. It's a new Shiva. You know some the nosim, which is again not like the Bible doesn't say that. Achi askimu harba. So the Rambam says you need a four out of seven at the end, but you have a debate again. You get back to the seven and you, yeah. Okay, let's go to now again to Vayikra Perek Dalet. Okay, let's look at the beginning of Perek Dalet. Davar bnei Yisrael emor. This is the first case of Karban Chatas mentioned in Chumash. In Vayikra, right? Now we had Shulamim before, now comes Chatas. Daber l'bnei Yisrael emor, nefesh kisechta v'shgaga mikomitz Hashem Hashem v'osei asen v'osa miachas mehena im ha-kohen ha-mashiach yachata l'ashmas ha'om. So who is the kohen ha-mashiach, otherwise known as kohen gadol? So kohen gadol passed in something and followed up on this, and it was an error. So then he brings not what would be typical for a yachid to bring, what would be the yachid we had later in this section, but does a yachid bring for a karban chatas either a female keves or a female sayer, kizbo seira? But here he brings what? Baby, what does he bring? A par. We call this par kohen mashiach. Like every yachid who brings a karban chatas, what does he have to do? Besamach es yodo rosh par. Typical for karban yachid is smicha on the head of the carbon. A person brings a carbon, they need smicha. Now you have the next carbon chatas, and then all the details. It's one of the parm hanisrafim. It's brought not just on the outside mizbeach, an ordinary yachid brings a carbon chatas. Which mizbeach does the blood get sprinkled on? Mizbeach hachitzon or mizbeach hapinimi?
A yachid.
Hachitzon. However, here, the Parkoy Mashiach, it gets brought, it gets sprinkled inside on the Peroches, not on the Kodesh Kadash side of the Peroches, on the Kodesh side. Where do we have a par that's brought on the Kodesh Kadash side that's sprinkled, coming up? Yom Kippur. So, but this is not as far as the Kodesh Kadash, it's on the Kodesh side. And then you have also on the corners of the Mizbeach HaPenimi. What happens to the meat of the Parkoy Mashiach? What happens to the meat of a yachid's chatas? The meat of a carbon yachid's chatas is eaten by kohanim. Which kohanim? Zichrei kohuna. Zichrei kohuna eat the meat of a chatas. However, this is one of what's called the parim hanisrafim. We have the Mishnah Zomakoman. This is burnt. There's a psukim talis, straight in the psukim. Another one of the parim hanisrafim. Well, so Yom Kippur, this example is also, it's also burnt. The im now comes Pasuk Yudgim. This is what we need. The im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. Whose mistake? V'nelam dov me'eni ha-kohol. Who's the kohol? Whose mistake are we discussing? Sanhedrin. The asu achas komis Hashem, again, means that the tzibur followed suit and erred in accordance with the psak of the whole of the Sanhedrin. We're not learning Horius now, but there's many, many dinim and details, but just to know what we're talking about. So now it says, V'krivu ha-kohol, par ben bokar l'chatas. So here what we have is called par helam davar shel tzibur. But what's unique, and what our Mishnah is discussing now, according to Rashi, is this next pasuk. Zok the pasuk, tes vav, v'samchu ziknei ha'eda, Es yedehem al rosh hapar lefnei Hashem b'shachad es hapar lefnei Hashem. What is required on the part of the Avishal Tzibur? Smicha. Who's the smicha? B'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yedehem. Who are the ziknei ha'eda? The Sanhedrin. So what do? They put their hands on the rosh hapar. How many of the Sanhedrin? What does the Mishnah tell us? Smichas kenim, mishlosa. Rabbi Yehuda would say, chamisha. He argues on Garufa and on smichas kenim. So he would say five of the Sanhedrin. So are they smuchim? Obviously. Not only are they smuchim, but are they, besides the smuchim, they are members of the Sanhedrin Gedola, right? And that's mishlosa. Why is this a chidush, to say that there's a smicha being done here at all? Why is that a chidush? What's not typical about this? Yes? Usually smicha is a carbon yachid. This is one of two exceptions. What's the other exception? Sayer ha-mishtaleach, where the Kohen Gadol does smicha on the carbon tzibur, not to quote exactly, but it is a carbon of sorts, right? And he does smicha. And that is pointed out by the Meiri here, but it's really a Mishnah Mefureshes in Menachos. Zok the Mishnah Menachos that you have there, Kol Karbanos HaTzibur Ein Behem Smicha. Carbon Tzibur doesn't have Smicha. Carbon Yachid has Smicha. Chutz from two things. Min Par HaBoa Kol HaMitzvus, that's what we call Par HaMdavish HaTzibur, V'sor HaMishtaleach. So that's where the Mishnah is telling us that you need three members of the Sanhedrin to do smicha. You don't need the whole Sanhedrin, shlosh. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say chamisha? And how do we know shlosha? What's the machlokes about? The Gemara later explains the machlokes. Take a look on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Everyone see the Gemara? Smicha skenim, the Gemara. Are you getting my base? On this kind of Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan, v'samchu ziknei, yachol ziknei asuk, stam any zikenim. That's the Rashi. Look at the Rashi, five lines from the wide lines. She'enon misanhedrin? Any three? No, tamud lomar, eida. What's the pasuk? V'samchu ziknei, Ha'eda, so it has to be the three of the from the Sanhedrin. Those are king. Okay, Eida Yachol Kitane Eida. That means which Sanhedrin is Kitane Eida? Sanhedrin Kitana. Tamulomar Ha'eda Miuchadim Shebe Eida. Which Sanhedrin? Sanhedrin Gedola. So we need smicha done by Sanhedrin Gedola. Smicha on the Rosh HaKarba. How many? The Kamahain, how many should do it? The Samchu Shnayim. It says v'samchu, that's way two. Ziknei shnayim, that gives four. The ein based in shakol, and now we add one more because you can't have a based in which is even. Mosif l'ero echad, harei kan chamisha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what does he say? Two plus two, and then you can't have four. That's an interesting rule. Ein based in shakol. The Rambam makes reference to it here as well in Pirshei Mishnayos. First glance, it's a bit strange over here to apply it. Why? What's the usual reason for Ein Beis Din Shakol? There'll be an argument, so then you're not going to have a tie. No? Okay, that's if you have to deliberate about a particular matter, you want an even number. What is it over here? It's not a hora. It's a formality to do smicha. So what is the difference? Is there'll be four or two? Kasha we have to deal with, we'll get to it. A kopanim, it's taken for granted. Here too, Ein Beis Din Shakol. So Yehuda has a riboy of 2 plus 2, and then he gets 5. Rav Shimon Omer, ziknei shnayim, he doesn't dash into samchu for 2. He just gets ziknei, the ein beis din shakol b'sivu l'echad, harikan shlosh. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss back and forth, why doesn't Rav Shimon dash into samchu? He says you need it for itself. Rav Yehuda feels you don't need it, back and forth, that you can look at and see what that's about. But meanwhile, a machlokes smichas zekenim, which means parah davish tzibur, clear in the Gemara what we're discussing. Parah davish tzibur, smicha of parshas vayikra, which is a special halacha to do smicha by a carbon tzibur. And the question is, who from the Sanhedrin, how many from the Sanhedrin Gedola, either 5 or 3. That's our mission. Once we're at it with the machlokas already, so what about the next case of the Mishnah? Arifas Egla. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Arifas Egla, Mishlosha, and Rav Yehuda says Chamisha. So what does it mean exactly? What's Arifas Egla? So where do we find the mitzvah of Egla Arufa? Where? We had not too long ago. Parashas Shoftim, the very end. So what's the halacha of Egla Arufa? You find a corpse between two cities, and you don't know Mikahu, you don't know how this happened, who killed, who the Ratzach is. So there's a whole procedure where the elders of the nearest city have to offer this, again, quasi-carbon, Eglas Bakar, which you do some strange procedure with. You decapacitate it, Egla Arufa. As part of that, they have to measure. It starts off with the measuring, Medida, and then they go forward and they make a declaration. How does it begin? And so on. What does it mean in the Mishnah? Egla Arufa? Arifas Egla Bishlo. So what about Arifas Egla? What? The Arifa? What? What does it mean? What's Bishlosha? What? Does the Bar Tanura say anything?
Rashi.
What did Rashi say? Did Rashi say anything? What did Rashi say? Anything here? I don't see anything in Rashi. You have a Rashi I don't have? Rashi here? Smichas Kenim, he explains. Arifas Egla doesn't say anything. The Bar Tanura. Dechsiv will wait for the Pasuk. He doesn't tell what we're discussing. Leave the Rav on the side for a second. Look at Taf Yudalit Amid Aleph on the top, Tosus. This Tosus belongs on the Mishnah. Zog Tosus on the top of Yudalit Arifas Egla Begimel. Arifa Lav Dafka. We're not talking about the Arifa, the decapacitating of the Egla. The Medida Hu Dahav Yud Begimel. What we're discussing here is the measuring. Kidnan Tap Tosus on Yudalit Aleph here in Sanhedrin. Kidnap Perkega Arufa in Sota. Gimu mi based in Hagado Shabi Rishalayim Hayu Yotzin. The Hadak Tani Niftru Zikni Rishalayim Vahoku Zikni Osair Mavin Ega Arufa. Vahasam Wokatani Gimu. So Tosis makes clear that we're not discussing the Arifa. The Arifa is not necessarily with three. It's, the first stage is the Medida. Who does the measuring for Ega Arufa to determine which city is going to be Mechuyev in bringing the Egla Arufa? Who does the Medida? Three, from where? Sanhedrin Gedola. If you look in Rashi in Chumash, look at Rashi says, V'yatsu zekeinecha, miuchadim shebezkeinecha, elu Sanhedrin Gedola. So now we know Pashup Shad. Before anything, it's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. So how many for Sanhedrin Gedola do smicha on Parav Nevi Shem Tzibur? How many? Three or five. And how many Sanhedrin Gedola members do Medida for Egla Arufa? Three or five. Machokas Vidin Revshim. How do we know three or five over here? So look in the Gemara on Daf Yudalit toward the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Right? Arifas Egla Bishlosha. Tanu Rabbanan. V'yatsu Zekeinecha V'shoftecha. That's the pasuk here in Shoftim. Zekeinecha shnayim, shoftecha shnayim. The aim based in shokom mosifin alein odecha derekan chamisha de Rabbi Yehuda. So similar type of a thing. You have two different lashonos lashon rabim. 2 + 2 = 4 + 1. Aim based in shokom gives you 5. Rav Shimon says zekeinecha shnayim, and that's all he darshins. The aim based in shokom mosifin odecha derekan shlosha, and then the Gemara debates why does Rav Shimon, then why doesn't he darshin the shoftecha and so on. So at least we know what we're discussing. We have a pshat in the Mishnah. Very good. If only we're that easy, we can go right there, right? We have a din of smichas kenim, mishlosha, we know what that means. Or chamisha, we have the same thing, arifas egla. Let's focus now back on smichas kenim. Rashi says very simply what it means. If you look in the Rambam, in Perush HaMishnah, the Rambam says something different. And the Rav already quotes that as well. Interesting is that the Bartanura doesn't preclude the first pshat, he just adds the Rambam. The Rambam here just says the other pshat. Which again, you read the Gemara and Daf Yud-Gimel on the days, and you see we're talking about Parham Dabar, for sure, and the Rambam ignores it. What does the Rambam say in Pirush HaMishnah? A whole vort. Smichas haskenim hu minoy hadayonim. What are we discussing here? The notion of granting smicha, which is the authority to be done, dine knossos. V'haremez alzeh mashenema v'yismach es yodav alav ha'yitzaveihu. Who is this referring to? V'yismach es yodav alav ha'yitzaveihu. Moshe to Yoshua and Parsha, where? Parsha, who should know? Where would I find this in Chumash? Vayismach es yodav alav vayitzaveihu. Parshas? No, but it's a good guess. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu ask Hashem that Yifkod Hashem okay, ruchos chol basa isha ha'eda, who's going to take over? And Hashem says, pick Yoshua isha sheruach bo. It's in Parshas Pinchas, Rabbosai. Parshas Pinchas. Before you get to the Musafin, you have it right before the Musafin in Perek Chav Zayin. So this is a whole new world that we're entering here. Smichas kenim in the form of smicha, the mocker being Moshe to Yeshua, that smicha was biyad. And as the Rambam quotes from the Gemara later, Yud Gimel Beis, what we have, when we have the institution of smicha, it's not biyad, but it's a formal license that's given verbally. And all of this lies in the Mishnah. B'shlosha means that you need a basin of shlosha to be masmich somebody, not in the literal sense, in the classic sense of giving them the authority that they're now considered to be qualified, to be considered smuchim for whatever dinim they need to be a basin yistav smicha. Within this basin of gimel, do you need gimel smuchim? Or do you need any smuchim? So for sure you need what? What? We have to know why. But the Rambam is, do you need all three smuchim, the Rambam seems to say? No. So we have to explain why that, what that's about. Bechla, how do we know shloshim? The Mishnah, I thought, was talking about smichas kenim or paralim davar. The answer is, there's another layer to the Mishnah that we haven't yet seen. So this comes out from the Braisa on Yud Gimel Beis, where the Braisa has two statements. Right, smicha and smichas kenim. So now one is one and one is the other. And the Gemara says that there's already a reference to this inyan of mismach sabi. And that's what the Rambam inserted into our Mishnah without even mentioning the more basic pshat. The Bartanura wants to have it both ways. But interesting is that the Rambam himself in Menachos acknowledges the basic pshat, even though here he didn't. So we have to look a little more carefully at this inyan. Something to think about is Rabbi Yehuda in all of this. Rabbi Yehuda says five. Nu, what do you know? What do you need three? We don't even know yet. What do you need three for smicha of, you know, of granting the right to be motor? But why does Rabbi Yehuda say five? Does he argue on this as well? What's the whole basis for Rabbi Yehuda saying five? We saw the Gemara. Because there's some chuzikne, that's by... And bechlal, why would the Mishnah use a lashon smichas kenim that means two things that seemingly have no bearing one to the other? Question. Last word, yeah? Right, well, the difference is that Yehuda argues on both. But again, especially if the drushes are similar. So we have to see if we can come up with something. Look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Sanhedrin, there's sheets around as well. It was a mistake in the sheet that I gave you, in the Mamakomus sheet. It should say Perek Dalet, not Perek Hay. Okay, good. Have a good day, everybody.